Gorilla Biscuits started us off, title track of their album Start Today. Just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Junie, and she's the producer of this new exploited video called Anarchy America. And why don't we give a listen to The Exploited right now. This is a classic of theirs called Troops of Tomorrow.
Hi, we're Watty and
Ricky,
Graham, The Exploited, and you're listening to
Turmoil
on
WUSB Long Island.
And we're not using any of those dummy cars to read us.
Although it may seem like it. Yeah.
So tune in, listen in. I'm sure he's going to play lots of exploited mega songs to blow your mind.
We'll be right back.
Exploited with the Troops of Tomorrow, and that's from their Troops of Tomorrow album. And when we push the button here, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Junie. We're talking to Junie Bravo, I believe.
Bravo, yeah.
Of Junie Bravo Video. And the reason we have Junie on the phone is that I just played an ID from Waddy of the Exploited, recorded up at the Anthrax, and I think that's we met there while you were taping this video called Anarchy America. I'm not sure. I remember your light bulb going out on your video unit there. Correct me if you remember or not.
Oh, I met you?
I believe so. You just recently videotaped the last Exploited tour to the States, right?
Right.
And why don't you give a little background? How did you get involved? You know, why the Exploited? What made you decide to follow them on tour? What was your inspiration?
Well, I started, you know, going to shows, and then I started working on fanzines and doing interviews and stuff. And I always, you know, wanted to do a tour movie of a band. And I saw Spinal Tap, and I wanted to do something like that, but I wanted to do it with a real band. And I just knew that was a band I wanted to do it with about 4 years before I even, like, had the money to do it. It's just I knew that when I had the money, I wanted to do it with them because they had a lot of character. And I think that they're a band that should be remembered in some way. No one's ever done any kind of, like, documentary on them besides, like, little things like UKDK, where there was a lot of bands, but nothing really just, like, you know, about them. People sort of steered away from them for whatever reasons, but...
So you had a punk background, though, so it wasn't just like, you know, you were, you knew the band from before, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, had seen them from the first year that they'd come here. And, you know, I'd always went to shows, and I always, you know, wanted to work in video and photography and entertainment business, but, you know, I wanted to work in the media that I liked, you know, that I was comfortable with, and that, you know, me and my friends were where we could all make money doing what we like doing and not have to change. You know, like if you're going to do photography or video, why have to do it in something you don't like?
Right.
Try to do it in something that I like doing.
Now, a video of this type is a huge undertaking. Not many people realize that. What kind of preparation did you have to get together to do, follow the band around?
Well, other than saving money to be able to, you know, leave home for 2 months about and travel with them. And I paid for everything myself, but the band didn't put any money up because they really didn't have it in their budget, or they weren't really sure what I wanted to do. So it was sort of an agreement where I put up the money and I just went with them and did it. So I pretty much just paid for myself with them on tour and financed it myself. I really didn't prepare a whole lot. In fact, I didn't have a whole lot of experience with my camera before the tour. I'd done a few shows and a few benefits around town. And sort of was my first on tour experience, and what an experience.
How'd the band react when you said you wanted to follow them around on tour?
Well, they really didn't believe I was going to do that. See, the year before, I had interviewed him and told him, you know, when he comes back, I want to do a video. And I didn't even have, you know, the equipment then or the money. And so when he came, he thought I was just going to photograph, you know, a couple cities. And he was surprised to see that I really, you know, came through on my word and did it.
And this isn't just a performance video of the band in different cities. You actually follow them through different interviews they've done with other fanzines or radio stations or TV stations, in fact.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty much on the whole tour, day to day, and I filmed pretty much every day of the whole tour. I mean, I have, like, you know, 30 tapes and edited it all down to just, you know, I picked out about 14 songs and put a little bit of interview and stuff in between it. Because I didn't want it to be like, this is punk rock and they have this attitude and they dress like this. Because if you don't know that, then you shouldn't, you should know that. It's a long time ago. So I wanted it just to be, you know, a tour movie of them having fun and, you know, the songs that most people like, the favorite tunes.
Do you think they staged any of the scenes in the video? There's one scene where they're in the hotel room and they start, Waddy breaks in and starts destroying light bulbs left and right. Was that, you think he was doing that for the benefit of you, or is that pretty much how, like, they normally tour?
Well, see, that happened because their management's pretty screwed and they were ripped off the night before. They found out a little bit that they weren't getting the money they should have gotten for that one show. It was in Pennsylvania. So he was pissed off. Oh, and because he found out he was supposed to do a live, like, autographing thing the next day in New York, and nobody told him. their management just is pretty screwy. So he got pissed off and just started ripping the room apart. And he cut his hand pretty bad. I mean, it was just like he was supposed to go to the hospital, and they sent a doctor to the hotel room in New York, and he was like this big quack, and the guy put a Band-Aid on it and wanted to charge him $300. It was a real mess. But everything on there just, you know, happened. I didn't really prepare about what I wanted them to do, and I didn't have to after the first couple of days. I realized I just had the camera on wherever we went, whatever we did, going to McDonald's or whatever we did. And they're a real fun bunch of guys.
Have you ever toured with the band before this one, with the Exploited?
With the Mission, but I wasn't doing anything other than some photography work.
So you were pretty much prepared then for, like, you know, like the management ripple-offs and the troubles the bands ran into then?
Yeah, well, here in San Diego, most of my friends are the ones who've been putting on the shows for, like, the last 10 years. So I was pretty much used to, I got a call. What goes on, you know, with it, and, you know, the loss of money for the bands and the promoters and the bullshit and the fights. It's pretty much new. They have the worst reputation, you know. But, I mean, they get screwed around just like everybody else, almost twice as much.
Right.
You know, they are exploited beyond belief. People wouldn't even believe it. It's just, you know, the promoters just, I don't know, they don't care, or they just screw off.
Now, this is when I was talking to Wadi at the band, it was pretty much a new band. Wadi is the centerpiece of the band.
Yeah, the Exploited is Wadi. I mean, I don't think he's ever come to the States with the same lineup. He's already had three guitar players this year, and he has another drummer. So they're just always changing, because a lot of times, you know, he gets these kids who are 18, 19 years old, you know, and they're real idealistic at first, but when they get, you know, after a few tours and a few shows and after a record, they kind of, their attitude might change, or they don't have the same values that he had when they started. So he just tells them, well, you know, move along, he's not going to change. It's usually not bitter reasons why they leave, it's just they want to go in another direction, and he is pretty much the same as he was when he first started. A lot of people can't deal with that.
One thing you caught real well is he still has the energy show after show. It seems like every song was from a different show, and each, you know, he still had the energy throughout the tour, and that's really surprising, because a lot of, you know, I guess because he's used to being on the road so much.
Yeah, he really, really, like, loves, you know, the fans and the kids that come to see him, because, you know, that's what he's all about. He's not doing it for a show or anything. He's been offered, you know, the big money and the good contracts and all that, and he's really pretty much, like, torn up the contracts and turned it away, because he doesn't want the pressure of having to, you know, be more marketable and more acceptable and more mainstream. He wants to stay the way it is, because that's what he likes. I mean, he'd rather pay for a six-pack of beer than $6,000.
Right.
If it meant playing to 10 kids that he likes, or 10, you know, 1,000 people that don't really give a fuck, that are just going because he's happening right now.
Let's talk a little bit about you, though. You said this pretty much was your first use of a camera on a tour, and I guess with it is the inherent problems of such as the bulb blowing out, you know, almost every night. And I'm sure you've got knocked around a few times. How many hours of video did you actually wind up with at the end of the tour?
Oh, God, let's see. About 20 times. I've got about 25 or 30 tapes, and they're all two-hour tapes. So, you know, a good 60 hours or something.
And you had to edit that down to practically a two-hour tape.
It was real hard. It was real hard to pick, you know, down to that. In fact, I was going to come out with the Anarchy 2, because there's just so much left over that I really, really like. I had one camera stolen on the road, actually from the airport. So I had to come home and buy another camera and go back out on the road within like two or three days.
Okay, it seems like you got another call there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to another Exploited song, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold now, and we're going to hear the Exploited doing Dead Cities here on Turmoil.
This song's dedicated to Boston. Well, it's dedicated to the promoter of the club for being a wanker. This is called Dead Cities. That's it! No!
Okay, we're back live with Junie on the phone, I hope, and we just heard The Exploited doing Dead Cities. One of these songs on the video, in fact, is The Exploited, Anarchy America, sort of a video travelogue of The Exploited on the road, their tour last year was, right?
Yeah, 88.
88, and how many cities did you actually hit?
Oh, God. I don't know. About 15 or something?
15 cities, almost 60 hours worth of tape.
They went back and forth. Like, they went to the West Coast, and then they went back, kind of, because they did some of the cities twice, a couple of them, that, you know, that pack them in.
Was there any point in the tour where you felt like yourself packing it in?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, there was a point where there was some suspicion with the management about exactly how much money they were putting in the lodge or the book ledger.
Right.
And we found out that they hadn't even been filling it in, and the road manager had been taking about $300 a week into his pocket. So we broke into his hotel room and took his briefcase that was handcuffed to a table and dragged it down the hall from the elevator and broke it open and found out that he was just ripping them off, you know.
What about yourself, though? Did you ever feel like saying, you know, what am I doing here, you know?
Well, yeah, at that point, because they were going to fire the manager right there, that meant finishing the last 2 or 3 weeks of the tour with no manager, you know, and doing everything themselves. So it was like, God, I don't even know if I want to deal with this at all now. Because it stopped being kind of fun for a few days there. And then the first day of the tour, some people in Jersey smashed up their van. So we had to travel back to New York in a van with no windows when it was snowing.
Oh, God.
And we'd, like, put up plastic. Because that was the first day of the tour. We had to go back all the way back to New York, get another van. So it was, you know. But they're fun people, so no matter how messed up things got, we just drank and had a good time. I mean, that's what it's all about, is, you know, going on the road and seeing people and meeting people and having fun and, you know, keeping it all together. Because when you go from city to city and there's kids in every town you go to, you know, waiting for them, and they're all excited, and they look for it. I mean, you know, for the bands that they want to, that they like to come to town.
Do you have any plans of, like, maybe going on tour with another band and doing the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I'm, like, looking around for, you know, another band to go out with. I might go out with them again, you know, just for fun and just do some follow-up stuff. But it's hard because you have to get along with everybody in the band. And since they're all guys and I'm a girl, you know, a lot of guys don't like, you know, a girl on the road with them. So, you know, it depends on personalities, too. A lot of bands that I like a lot that I'd want to go, I wouldn't go just because of the fact that there's a couple members that I don't get along with.
Right. That's the toughest part, I guess, for any band even going on tours. That breaks up a lot of bands, is that, the band members haven't been together consistently on a day-to-day basis. They might rehearse every night, but it's different on the road when you're with each other 24 hours a day, and a lot of bands can't take that.
It's true. It's like with your best friend. When you move in with them, live with them, it's a lot different than seeing them, you know, every day and stuff.
So this is actually the first...
Another band. So if there's any bands out there, send me a tape. And I can pretty much, you know, money's really not the object with me, even though you need it. But, you know, I like to work with bands that I like, and I pass up a lot of bands that have the money, but I just don't like the music. You know, I can't do it.
Right. So this is actually the first of what may many will be more to come live videos, I guess, from
June. Yeah. Yeah, I really do want to do a lot more things. I want to do some sort of like comedy movies using people from bands. You know.
Sort of the lighter side of touring, I guess. Or?
Yeah, just some fun stuff. I mean, you know, a type of like just movies, even like a horror movie with different people from bands in it and stuff. Just, you know, using the resources that are around me, you know, the people that I like, the bands that I like, the kind of artists I like, you know, and maybe giving them another element to work in besides just, you know, being in bands.
So why don't you give your address out so people can write?
Yes, right. Send me money.
It's Juni Bravo Video, 2260 El Cajon.
El Cajon,
okay, it's E-L, and then Cajon, C-A-J-O-N, Boulevard, Suite 187, San Diego, California, 92104, I'll give it once again, Juni Bravo Video, 2260 El Cajon, E-L, C-A-J-O-N, Boulevard, Suite 187, San Diego, California, 92104, if you want to pick up the video right away for it. It's $19.99 plus $3 shipping and handling. Available on VHS only. It's called The Exploited Anarchy America. And I guess if you just tell Juni you heard it on Turmoil, she'll make sure it gets out.
And if there are any bands who, you know, been thinking about a project, I'm always interested in something, you know, no matter how small or how big.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's a lot of real talented people out there that, you know, if everyone just kind of kept in touch with each other and pulled their resources, you know, we could create a whole entertainment.
There is sort of an underground of punk videos growing, I see, across the country where...
Yeah, a lot of people are making them.
People just show up at shows with their video cameras, stand in the back and tape the show. And then
Bootleggers, that's just the worst.
Yeah.
Nobody has the right to take someone else's, you know, music or whatever and put it out without the band knowing. I mean, you'd be surprised how many bands would be willing to work with you. You know, sneaking them and having just top of people's heads, that's just a bunch of crap. It's better to have, you know, something that's quality than all these little bootleg things. And bootlegging only hurts everybody. Doesn't benefit anybody but the person who, you know, actually puts their cash in the pocket. They think they're helping the bands, but they're not. They're really not.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's the way punk sort of started out, though, is with the bootleggers, the trading of tapes and
Well, I mean, records, there's a way... No, well, not really. I mean, you don't have to spend big bucks. I mean, the bands, you know, make the music affordable or whatever, but, I mean, the bootlegging, it's like you get crappy quality, you know, and somebody's making money off of it, and the band has their name on something that they didn't, you know, put out, they didn't produce.
Yeah, that's the one problem I have with that is the band is getting, you know, nothing out of the tape. They've left town long ago, and the person who just paid $5 to get into the show is winding up making $100 plus.
Well, punk bands, most punk bands are like more than happy that you photograph them or videotape them, as long as they get a copy and they know what you're going to do with it. I mean, you know, they really are, being that they can't afford to pay someone to tape them. And most people are pretty cooperative, but it's because of the bootlegging that once the band maybe gets an EP out or, you know, is trying to get signed or something, that's when they, you know, get really pissed off because they don't want inferior products out there with their name on it.
Is there an outlet for...
Videotaping, you know, learn how to do it and talk to the bands and work something out and put out something that's good for the band and for you.
Is there an outlet in California, like on cable, for, the punk band's videos to air? I know Flipside...
There is, you know, some, like, public access stations and stuff like that and, you know, just the cable channels. But I haven't sent anything to them because most of the stuff I see that they have on is really, really boring. Actually, it's a pretty open market that I should get into, but I've pretty much just been nursing this video this year.
Okay, why don't we give the address once again and the price. It's Juni Bravo Video, 2260 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 187, San Diego, California, 92104. The tape is $19.99 plus $3 shipping and handling. It's only available on VHS. It's called The Exploited, Anarchy America. A really great video. I've been watching this the past few nights, and it pretty much covers their tour from last year. I had a chance to see them up at the Anthrax in Connecticut, and I believe you were there that night too, taping.
It's a party video.
Yeah, it pretty much is. If you want to get a great idea of what it's like to be on the road with a really great band, this is the one to get. And I believe you have something for us to give away tonight, in fact.
Yeah. I guess the first, how many callers? Get a video. Three.
Okay, three callers?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, so we'll take the first three callers at 516-632-6901, and you'll win yourself a copy of the video. All you others who don't get a chance to call in, write to Juni Bravo, and I'm sure she'll also get you in contact with other bands. And if you are in a band and you have a video or you want Juni to go on tour with you or something, write to her also. Okay? All right, Juni, thank you very much. Please hold on, and I'll be right back with you. Right now, we're going to go to another Exploited tune. This is Alternative here on Turmoil.